जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण जय ओम विश्वपाद परिवार शाश्वत शिष्य में शिला इसी भक्ति विदान स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की जय कंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव विंद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि All glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees. Hare Krishna, all glories, all glories to Shishu Guru and Gauranga. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, first I would like to express my gratitude to Shivas Prabhu and Ajit Prabhu for giving me this opportunity and all the wonderful devotees for encouraging me to continue in my service. Hare Krishna. Please join us for the Mangalacharan prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्येत् श्रवतां स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तनः हृदयन्तस्तो ह्यभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहस्ताम् नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतेरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे विल बी कवरिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 11 वर्स 24 एंड 25। हरे कृष्ण। स्वं स्वं कालं अनुर्भुङ्क्ते साधिकां ह्य एक सपत्तिम् सपत्ति स्वं स्वं कालं अनुर्भुङ्क्ते साधिकां ह्य एक सप्ततिम् स्वं स्वं कालं अनुर्भुङ्क्ते साधिकां ह्य एक सप्ततिम्। 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 वर्ड फॉर वर्ड। स्वम ओन स्वम अकॉर्डिंगली कालम ड्यूरेशन ऑफ लाइफ मनु मनु भुंगते एंजॉयज स अधिकाम अ लिटिल मोर देन ही सर्टेनली एक सप्ततिम 71। Translation by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Each and every Manu enjoys a life of a little more than 71 sets of 4 millenniums. Purport. The duration of life of a Manu comprises 71 sets of 4 millenniums as described in the Vishnu Puran. The duration of life of one Manu is about 852,000 years in the calculation of the demigods, and in the calculation of human beings, 306,720,000 years. Hare Krishna. Please join us for Guru Prati. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshtarine Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripata Daham Vande Shri Gurum Dina Tarinam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So Parikshit Maharaj is listening from Shukdev Goswami in the last 7 days of his life. He's fasting on the bank of Ganges, as Jiva Goswami reveals that this is nothing but the bank of Yamuna. Because after Sangam, Yamuna is also referred to as Ganges. And here, you know, he wants to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And somebody could ask, why is Shukdev Goswami describing time starting from Anu, the very... Hare Krishna. Sure. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So somebody could ask, why is Shukdev Goswami talking about time? Parikshit Maharaj has only 7 days to live. Would he be interested in knowing time at that particular perspective, at that juncture? So sometimes this question is asked, why is time being discussed in this particular narration as he is, you know, reciting his, glorifying the Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam, where every verse is filled with devotional service. So how can we see devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through time? How can we see that? Lord Krishna says something in Bhagavad Gita. What does he say? Time, I am the devourer of all things. So time is a representation of Lord Shri Krishna. And time is absent in the spiritual world because of being conspicuous by its very absence, while it is visible in the material world because it is devouring all the things in the material world. In the spiritual world, there is no annihilation, there is no creation. There is constant enjoyment, as we understand. Because everyone is doing what? Serving the Lordship. So there is a beautiful verse that appears earlier in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasyeva heto prayateta kovido na labhyate brahmatam upariyadahat talabhyate dukhuvada natya sukham kalena sarvat gabhira ramhasha tasyeva heto prayateta kovido na labhyate brahmatam upariyadahat. So here, in this material world, when we should be looking for profit, lab, then it is not in the material sense that we should be looking, which is easily obtainable, you know, from Brahmalok down to the very low planets. Or just like distress comes on its own accord, similarly happiness will come on its own accord. But why would somebody be interested in happiness? That could be another question asked. And that is revealed in the Vedanta, Ananda Bhayo Bhyasat. We are all seeking happiness. We are all seeking happiness. But in the material world, Shukdev Goswami reveals in this verse that this happiness is flickering. The material happiness is flickering. It's like spark in the dark. We have seen that, right? With this New Year, we saw that there were like fireworks going on. How many of you saw fireworks during the New Year time? What did they feel like? There's a black night and then there are some sparks going up in the sky. And they finish in, you know, in due course of time. That's what it is. While Krishna consciousness, you know, engaging in the loving service of the Lordship, that is like full sun, right? And there is so much cloudy outside. We can relate to the full sun now, right? In this particular time, if you want to go outside and if there's full sun, would you feel nice? Instead of this rainy, cloudy environment. Yes. So this is the difference in Krishna consciousness. Even though we are in this material world, we get the mercy of the Lordship, that in our heart we are fully, you know, Lord is glowing like sun. And where there is Krishna, there cannot be darkness. Right? And if you try to, why don't they, you know, do fireworks during like noontime when the sun is fully glowing? Why is it that? You can't see anything. That's like trying to show a lamp to the sun. Right? There is no effect to it. So here, Lord Krishna is appearing and Shukdev Goswami is glorifying him in the form of time. And this time is with respect to the material world. Now we hear that Lord Brahma, he also lives for 100 years on Brahmalok. And time is relative. How many of you agree time is relative? Yes? Sometimes when we are dancing and glorifying the Lordship, hours pass by. And on the other time, when we are waiting for prasadam, every minute feels like an hour. It just grows. And so we have a true experience in our very life that time is relative. And in Krishna's 10th canto, where we see that Lord Brahma, after he has stolen away the calves and the the gopa boys, in a moment of his time, he returns back. But what has happened in Vrindavan? A year has passed. So when Srila Prabhupada writes that in a moment of his time, Brahma comes back and a year has passed, it is shocking. Like, how could that be? Because that's relativity of time. And all this time, for that 1 year, were Vrajvasis aware that the calves and cowherd boys are gone? No. They were actually feeling more attractive to their own sons, the elderly gopis, the mothers. They were actually getting more attracted to their own sons. The cows were getting attracted to their own calves because Krishna, he had done what? Expanded himself. And so when Brahma afterward comes and asks for forgiveness, Krishna doesn't say anything. Because in a way, even though this is like a childlike activity, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur reveals, that Brahma Vimohan Leela tries to take away our childlike attitude, Lord Krishna was somewhere satisfied. Because in a way, unknowingly, it was a form of service. Not desired, because Krishna did not invite him to perform that service. But he was happy that because of Brahma, the gopis, the mothers, and the cows, they were able to serve Krishna to the fulfillment of their desire. They were able to feed him their milk. And Lord Krishna loves milk, right? What else Lord Krishna loves? He loves all milk products. And so, sometimes knowingly or unknowingly, devotee, they perform various services. And even an offense like this could be used by Krishna's mercy in his service. We hear about so many demons, where people in the material world, they hear about these demons and they're like, oh, so abominable souls. Right? We hear about Ravan, Kumbhkaran. We hear about Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. We hear about Shishupal, Dantvakra, Kamsa. All these demons. But in a way, they somehow give service to Krishna. It is Vishnu and Krishna who kills all the demons. Because Krishna, he never steps out of Vrindavan, as Acharya reveal. So here, we are hearing from the time perspective. And how many Chaturyugas are there in a day of Brahma? And how many Chaturyugas are there in the night of Brahma? Yes. But who is really the effect of Chaturyugas? Where are they really visible? In the 14 planetary systems, it's only in the earthly system that these Chaturyugas are visible. Because above the earthly planets is Swarga. Right? So we have Mahalok, Satyalok, Janalok and so forth. While below the earthly planets we have Patal. Now Patal, when sometimes people hear that this is where many demons and Nagas live. But there is also, Lord Shiva is also living on one of those planets. And they are referred to as Bila Swarga. Did you know this? And in the fifth canto, all this description comes, of course, they will be covering that later on. And here, every Manu has little more than 71 yugas in their lifespan. And we see the example where we have Swayambhuva Manu. He has a duration, but he is administering for some time, and before 71 yugas, he passes on the administration to his son Uttanapad. Then he passes it to Priyavrata. Now he has three daughters, Akuti, Prasuti and Devahuti. So again, and they are also being married to Prajapatis so that, you know, further progeny continues. So yesterday Prabhu was covering the nine forms of creation, the secondary creations, you know, further categorized into nine categories. So that's where all that is happening. But here, why is the significance of Manu? There is one Samhita Manu wrote. What is it known as? Manu Samhita. And what does Manu Samhita mean? What is it? Who uses it? Yes. Law book for who? For mankind. Yes, Manav, Manushya. So we are all descendants of Manu. When we look from that perspective, suddenly something changes in us. All of a sudden we realize that we are descendant. We are hearing about our ancestors here. Swayambhuva Manu wrote Manu Samhita. And he is one of the Mahajana. And he provided us that guide through which we can lead our life. Yet at the same time, a law is good, but then can be misused. Have you ever seen this? That it can be broken, yet it is okay, or sometimes it's followed and it's not okay. Have you seen that sometimes? Because the context has changed. I'll just like to identify three personalities. There is one personality who always, when he follows the law, he does it for his advantage. Do you know who this is? Duryodhan. Duryodhan, he follows the law to his advantage. Now next is Yudhishthira Maharaj. Now he follows the law when it is to his disadvantage. Now we see another personality. He is saying, I will abide by the law even though I am going to be hurt in the long run through this, following this law. And then we see a third personality, Lord Krishna, Lord himself. So he himself, he breaks every law. Have we seen this time and again? Can we identify some instances where Lord Krishna breaks his promise? Anyone? Bhishma Dev at the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He picks up. Now sometimes it's very interesting. Some acharyas say, yes, he picks up a wheel. And even, you know, picking up anything, Lord Krishna doesn't even need a weapon to fight. Just with his hand, he cuts off the head of the washer, right, the washerman in Mathura. Yet he picks up a wheel to fight with Bhishma. So he broke his own, you know, promise that he will not pick up a weapon. And so many times we have seen that he does that for the benefit of others, for the benefit of his devotees. He's never doing it for himself. He is Bhakta Vatsala. He is keeping his devotees very close to his heart. That's what happens, right? When you feel danger, you keep something which is very dear to you. Where do you keep it? Very close to your heart. So here, we are seeing Lord Krishna. He is so merciful. And Shukdev Goswami, when he is discussing about time, and he's giving the calculation of time. He's calculating the time in this material world as how we would assess it. And on different planets, you can apply that based on individual, you know, relativity of time at the, on that planet. And here, as we understand time from the perspective that it is nothing but a devouring functionality, the six kind of changes that happen in the body, we earlier discussed, is only because of the effect of time. And when these changes are happening, we are seeing what is approaching us in the for the body. Death for the body is approaching. But does it feel unnatural that we, you know, this body is dying, and when we are thinking, oh, I am in pain, I am facing death. So all these perspectives are with respect to body. Yet at the same time, there is us, we. Who are we? We are living entities. Do we die? No. We are Sanatan, we are eternal in nature. We have the same potency as the Lordship. How long is it? How long is the time? 8:30. Okay, thank you. So, Chivira Surubhaya Krishnera Nitya Das. So here, Shukdev Goswami is talking about time. People can say, why is he talking about time? Because time is from perspective of the Lordship. And in this gathering, it's not just Parikshit Maharaj who's sitting. There are also great jnanis, great yogis, great devotees who are sitting in this gathering. We can see in this gathering, there is Devashi Narad himself sitting and hearing. Vyasdev himself, Shri Krishna, you know, Dvaipanya Vyasdev himself is sitting and listening. We have Vashishtha Muni, we have Vishwamitra, we have Asitala, Devala, and so many other personalities in this gathering. They're all listening. So, Shukdev Goswami is directing it to satisfy these, some of the Gyan yogis also in the gathering who have gathered to hear about, you know, Eshanu Katha is the, you know, finally, but there is small, you know, gradation as it goes up. And this is the Sandhya time. So, as, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam is being spoken, earlier, you know, again, after, in this gathering, there's also Sutta Goswami. And later on, Sutta Goswami is at Namasharanya, where the great sages, and their spokesperson is Shaunaka Rishi. Sutta Goswami is completely reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam as he heard from Shukdev Goswami. So as he heard from, following in the footsteps, Hare Krishna. So yes, we'll definitely cover the next verse. So I'll quickly cover the next verse and then we'll continue the conversation. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 11, Verse 25. Manvantareshu manavas tadvamshyarishya suraha bhavanti chava yugapat shureshash chanu yet chatan. Translation. After the dissolution of each and every Manu, the next Manu comes in order along with his descendants who rule over the different planets, but the seven famous sages and demigods like Indra and their followers, such as the Gandharva, all appear simultaneously with Manu. Purport. There are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma and each of them has different descendants. So we just covered that Swayambhava Manu, he has two sons, three daughters, Priyavrata and Uttanpad. Priyavrata is the eldest son. And then he has Akuti, Prasuti and Devahuti, who were married over to the Prajapatis. And Chakshusha Manu was the next Manu. So in the sixth Manvantara, the interval of Chakshusha Manu appears. And Ajita came as Chakshusha Manu, the son of the demigod Chakshu. And he had many sons, headed by Puru, Purusha and Sudyumna. Now when you hear Sudyumna, we are also reminded that there is another Sudyumna who appears as the son of Vyavasvata Manu. So again, and the king of the heaven was known as Mantraduma. Among the demigods were the Appiyas, and among the great sages were Harishman and Virak. So again, the seven sages, they also changed during the reign of Manu. And we also know that the current Manu, who is the current Manu? Vaivasvata Manu, son of Vivaswan, the sun god. And this is revealed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, that very first text. Lord Krishna reveals this. Where he is saying, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam Vivaswan Manve Praha Manur Ikshvakve Abravit. The personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivaswan. And Vivaswan instructed it to Manu. Which Manu is being referred here? Vaivasvata Manu, his son. And the father of mankind. And Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku. So when we hear Manu, so even though there are different Manus coming, they are always referred to as the father of the mankind, as different time appears. So as devotees, when we are looking at time, and we hear lover, right? Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarv Shastra Kaya, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarv Siddhi Haya. So from a devotee perspective, 1/11th of a second is enough for us to get the Sarva Siddhi, all potencies, by doing what? Sadhu Sangha, that has been glorified. And when we look at Sadhu Sangha, sometimes we are wondering, how is Sadhu Sangha so potent? And this actually is revealed in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, in Adi Leela, chapter 9, where the desire tree is identified. Where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he takes the position of a gardener. And in his garden, he is also the main trunk of this. Yet at the same time, he is the bestower of his mercy, which appears as Krishna Prema, the fruit that we are all seeking. And he enjoys it too. That's like having a cake and eating it too. Have you heard this phrase? I never understood it. Because, go ahead. Because the only purpose of cake is you eat it. Right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is coming in this Kali age. Now why is, you know, appearance of Srimad Bhagavatam, coming of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so potent? Because when we hear, as revealed earlier in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna swadhamo padyate dharma jnana dibhi saha kalo nashta drisham esha puran ko adunoditaha. Krishna swadhamo padyate. When Lord Krishna returned back to his home, back to Godhead. But does he go alone? When the king goes, he goes with various associates. And who are his associates this time? Also including, not just his regular associates, dharma, the very religion personified, jnana, knowledge, adi, and many others, all auspicious qualities personified, have returned back. Then there is the darkness, right? Jahan Krishna, tahan nahi maya ra adhikara. Wherever there is Krishna, there is no adhikara of maya. But then when Lord Krishna leaves, then maya comes. And this kala nashta, this kali age, is like very dense situation of that night. And here, when the night is really dark, right, especially right before the sunrise, you see, it's like very dark outside. That's the scenario. And what has happened to destroy the effect of this kali age? Kala nashta drisham esha, so that we can see. Drisham is to be able to see. Puranaka dhyanudita. So, Srimad Bhagavatam appears like the rising sun. And that is so enlivening. Yet at the same time, we see that sometimes the effect goes away because of sentimentalism or speculation. Those two effects are constantly acting in the material world. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to come to further enliven and give us the fruit of Godhead. And as he was identifying, like, you know, he is the gardener, he is the trunk, he is the bestower and enjoyer of this fruit. He is also revealing that he alone cannot distribute all over the world. His name is Vishwambara. So that's the name he was given by his parents. That one who maintains the world, so he is going to deliver the world. And he says that, but to deliver it myself will be a very tough task. Right? I will need to have some associates. When the king is distributing something, is the king taking everything? No. Sometimes he's asking his associates to help him. And that is disciplic succession. So we see as how the mercy is flowing through the devotees in our life. And that is the importance of Sadhu Sangha. Lord's mercy always flow through his devotees. And now the principles in this time, especially after the Sankirtan movement has been reinaugurated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Kali age, is Vaishnava Seva, because we want Sadhu Sangha. Jivodaya, we want to spread. You know, when we get something, again, in this current times, there is a seedless motion going on. You know, seedless grapes, seedless orange. No, but we devotees, we want to have the seed so that we can spread it further. So that is Jivodaya. But in what? Namaruchi. By taking shelter of the holy name, by seeking mercy of the Lord in the form of his name, by chanting out loudly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And such mercy comes through his devotees, like Swabhas Prabhu. He gives his mercy by allowing us to engage in the worship of the Lord Shiva, by engaging in the Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. And Shravana, hearing, is the most potent. Sometimes people are thinking, oh, Atma Nivedanam. And sometimes a new person comes and they gives out everything, whatever I have. Because that's Bali Maharaj did. And then suddenly what happens? They get a cold feet. They did not do enough Shravanam to come to that level. It's like a child just ready to get into school and says, I will try to give my 12th class, you know, the senior year exam. Would it help? No. Because it's a gradual process. We have to nourish the Bhakti Lata Beej that we have received by the mercy of Lord Krishna, by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, so that we can take truly the shelter of the holy name and become potent so that we can further spread and continue to serve the Lordship in the moment. Hare Krishna. I would like to invite any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. One-eleventh.
Can you put some insight into this statement that you know, 1 second association yes. with the same person can...
Thank you. So, lau matra sadhu sangha sarav siddhi haya. So, Prabhu's question is, how could somebody in like 1/11th of a second can get all the potency? Sarva Siddhi. In this regard, acharyas reveal a beautiful story. Amrish Maharaj, we all know Amrish Maharaj, he has, you know, he's a king, he's a great Vaishnava, and he is always engaging all his senses in devotional service. So his prescribed duties and his constitutional positions, they're perfectly aligned. Yet he has a brother who is just opposite of him. Have you seen a scenario like this? A brother is a great devotee and his brother is a complete non-devotee. So his brother, he's a complete materialist, engaged in sense gratification. So Amrish Maharaj, being compassionate, oh, he's my brother. I have to seek help. And how many of you have an experience that it's very difficult to preach your own family members? Right? If you try to preach the family members, they are like saying, oh, you're on the wrong path. You don't know what life is. It's for you sleep and be merry. That's the definition they give you. And so, Amrish Maharaj, he actually understands that if he approaches his brother won't take him seriously. So he approaches Devashi Narad. And this is what we do. We approach a highly exalted Vaishnava. Can you help me? Can you give me mercy by giving mercy to my brother? And Devashinara said, yes, yes, I will go. I'll visit your brother. I will give him some sadhu sangha. And as soon as Devashinara reaches outside the palace and Amrish Maharaj's brother, he comes to know that Devashinara has come. And what is he engaged in? He's engaged in sense gratification. If you're so much engaged in sense gratification, somebody tries to give you Lord's name, you know, it's just difficult in a material world, the concept we have seen. So he gets upset because Devashinara is not ready to just leave on first warning, second warning. And he picks up his club and starts chasing Devashinara. Now, as Devashinara sees the brother of Amrish Maharaj chasing him, ready to beat him to death, what does he do? He turns back and he runs. And Amrish Maharaj's brother is still chasing him. Finally, you know, he feels tired and he's taking a break. Material body, this is what happens. You know, they're not properly taking care of the body, so body easily becomes tired. Austerity gives you stamina, gives you energy, gives you the sustenance. In Calcutta, there was a merchant's place. The devotees went and said, you know, we follow four regulatory principles. The merchant said, not possible. You have to be heavily intoxicated to be able to dance for hours. Because he went to Mayapur. He saw devotees were dancing. They have to be intoxicated. Because there's so much potency, so much energy. How can you have so much energy? Anyway. So, as he's resting, Amrish Maharaj's brother, Devashinara said, okay, I will leave you alone. He said, that's good. But, when the Yamdutas came and bring you in front of Yamaraj, the Lord of Death, ask him, what is the benefit of love matra sadhu sangha? 1/11th of a second of sadhu sangha. So he says, okay. And he's happy. He goes back to his sense gratification. Lo, behold, time passes. And Yamdutas come and take him to Yamlok. And over there, as Chitragupta, we all know about Chitragupta, right? He's the secretary of Yamraj. Chitra, he has all the pictures of all our secrets. Gupta means secrets, all hidden things. And so, he says, his life has been so abominable, sense gratification. But he had some association. So yes, do you have a question to ask? And he remembers, there's only one time he had this Devashinara. So he said, yes, he asked me to ask this question. What is the benefit of a love matra sadhu sangha? 1/11th of a second, lover, momentary association of a devotee. Yamraj is speechless at this moment. And so he said, okay, let's ask some greater authorities. Now Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma. So they approach and they are speechless. They do not know what's the benefit of love matra sadhu sangha. 1/11th of a second of sadhu sangha. And finally, Lord Brahma goes to the post of Shiv Sagar. And Lord is in the Shiv Sagar. So we hear in the first chapter of 10th canto, Lord Brahma can interact through the heart. So he says, my dear Lord, there is a question we need to, you know, need an answer of. And so Lord says, send whoever it is. So Amrish Maharaj's brother is sent to the Lordship. And in the presence of Lordship, he says, my question is, what is the benefit of a love matra sadhu sangha? Momentary association of a devotee. Lord is smiling. You know why he's smiling? He says, now even if I want, I cannot ask you to leave Vaikuntha. He has entered Vaikuntha. Unless you desire. So that is the benefit of a love matra sadhu sangha. A personality from complete materialistic life was able to enter Vaikuntha. Does that answer, Hare Krishna? Yes, Prabhu? That's lalyam. And lalyam is glorified, right? In bhakti, lalyam is glorified. We should always be eager to serve. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Eat your cake and have it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
There is also, during the Thanksgiving, we kind of like, you know, were circulating various pamphlets, and there was a picture we had shown. What's the difference between a happy man and an unhappy man, even in the material world, is visible from this. So there were two brothers. A full cake was made. Mother took a small slice out of this cake and gave it to one brother. A small slice, one-tenth of that. And gave that whole 90% of that cake to the other brother. To the other son, the older son. The younger son was like, oh, I got a great slice of cake. And the older one is looking at it. There is a slice of cake missing here. Right? So again, that's happiness and distress right there. Where are we focusing? What is our attitude? If it's full of gratitude, automatically happy, and especially in the service of the Lordship, eternally happy. Anandam buddhivadam. It's like overflowing ocean. So that is how happiness is in the material world. Any other question? Comments?
Gantra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnavind ki jai, Nitai Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees. All glories, all glories, Shri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Prabhupada, Hare Krishna.
We are leaving tomorrow.
Oh,
yes.
Where are you going?
Back.
Where?
Washington, D.C.
Huh?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, Potomac.
Yes, Potomac.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hare Krishna.